Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, love is in the air.
Whoa.
Well, it might be anyway. We have some apps to show you how to maybe at least get a date.
Can you ever be too thin or too rich? An iPad maybe even thinner. Are we getting big news on September 10th? We'll find out. And an app that will make your pad the happiest place on earth.
All that and General Robert E. Lee will be joining us later in the show on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad Today. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used Samsung Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone is worth at gazelle.com. And by Tonks Coffee. Tonks offers a bi-weekly subscription, sourcing their beans directly from the growers, roasted and shipped within 24 hours to give you the freshest, bestest coffee beans in the world. For a free sample, visit tonks.org/iPad today. That's tonx.org/iPad today. Welcome to iPad Today.
Ooh.
Leo. Ozzy's back looking for bacon.
What is that noise?
I don't know. They just decided just... It's the
what
dentist.
It?
It's the dentist next door. They do a little. They're doing a little root canal. Don't mind if you hear screams. You know what we did when I rented over in the cottage. I moved into a new bigger studio next to some psychotherapists, and she came and she knocked on the door. She said, "I just want you to know, I do a certain kind of therapy. You may hear screaming from time to time. It's okay."
How are you supposed to know if it's the okay screaming versus the actually someone's dying
heard
and they're screaming?
Scream versus bad scream?
Yeah.
She said they may say, help me. They may say, get me out of here. Call the police. She
this
said,
woman
just,
is trying to hurt,
yeah,
hurt me.
Exactly. She said, just ignore it. It's part of my therapeutic process.
Did you ever hear stuff like that?
No, actually. I'm relieved because I don't know what I would have done.
That was unnerving, I would say. Hard to...
I'm not making this up. This is true.
I actually think I remember you telling me because you warned me. Hey.
If you hear any screaming.
You're not supposed to run and go to the police. You're supposed to just be like, la, 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 they're fine. Everyone's getting better in there. I don't know how we started on this subject.
Tony Soprano. Well, I'm just saying from the dental office next door, you may also hear screaming.
I see.
Again, that's completely normal.
Apparently
pay
someone
no
was
attention.
Closing a skylight. And it
that was
the
skylight?
Like,
it sounded like a dental drill.
I know. That's why I was like, what is that?
Hello, Sarah Lane. How the heck are you?
Well, we're doing really well, Leo.
If you're watching this on Thursday, it's too bad because we're not live today, so don't go to the chat room.
But this is still a new show for this
it's
week.
It's fresh, so you should watch it.
Yeah,
but we recorded it earlier because you're going somewhere. Where are you going?
I will be in Miami later this week.
A couple
of girlfriends and I are bringing ourselves and our monokinis down to South Beach to act like children.
I don't know what a monokini is, but that sounds hot.
A monokini is basically a bikini that is attached.
It's a one piece.
So it's kind of, you know, kind of does one.
Oh, that's sexy.
Yeah, but it has a look of a bikini.
Right.
But I don't actually own one. I just said that. I wanted to seem hip and fresh.
You must have made some friends in Miami because you were just there a few months ago. You're going back.
Miami is just really fun.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to South Beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be staying there again.
Yeah.
Miami is a great town.
Oh, it's rocking.
Oh, yeah. I like it a lot.
If you see Will Smith down there, just say, hey, Will.
Bienvenido.
Love that Fresh Prince.
Yeah. I'm going to go see the Versace mansion.
Yeah, yeah.
Donatella
lives there.
I've seen it already. It's not. It's just a mansion.
Yeah. It's a mansion. It's pink.
Yeah.
I think everything in Miami's pink, just like this shirt.
Some things are more of a blue. Sometimes
now,
you get a nice
neon. Now I understand the theme of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you're looking for somebody to go to Miami with.
Well, no, I'm going to Miami with my girlfriends.
Oh.
It's a girls' trip.
But we are going to talk about...
dating apps.
Dating apps.
That's
today.
What they are. Now, I, as you know, any of you as well, for years and years, I didn't pay any attention to these dating apps because I had a boyfriend.
Right.
Now, these days, I do not.
It's
so
gonna
I'm like,
be a sad show.
It's not going to be a sad show. We're all optimistic about the future.
So you're
you got to see what other fish in the sea are out there online.
Young single woman, And I hear this a lot from single women, is it's hard to meet guys. Well, you don't want to go to a bar. You don't want to date the people you work with. God knows, I've asked you hundreds of times.
Right.
So you got
I've dated everyone else I've worked with.
Actually, and you have. You
finally,
have
I've learned my lesson.
A bad record there. So it's a natural thing to turn to online dating. It's very big right now. Now, there's like Match.com.
Yes.
There's Lava Life.
I don't even know that one.
There's ChristianMingle.com. There's eHarmony. There's lots of websites. But we're not talking about those.
No, we're talking about apps. Apps that have a particular presence. Some of those companies have apps. But the first one is actually quite a bit of fun, even if you're not really interested in dating per se, and that is an app called Tinder. Have you heard of it?
Tinder, have you heard of it?
That's Tinder
a
with
long
an
name.
I.
Oh, Tinder.
Tinder.
I think that's more for hookups than mating. I mean, dating. Mating. More mating than dating, isn't
more
it?
More mating than dating. That's actually a funny name for a dating site.
Yeah.
Tinder is great because, and I've
it's
talked about
it's kind
this.
Of anonymous, right?
Well, here's the way that it kind of interesting. I have talked about this on i5 in the past, but it fits our theme.
Is it an iPad app too, or
it is an iPhone app?
It's really more because it's mobile.
You
want to be out somewhere.
You're on the go. You're living your life, man.
Right.
But you've got Tinder. So
yeah.
I'm logged into Tinder via my own Facebook account. So these are people.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
I don't feel like
I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead.
I don't feel so bad about this because, you know, it's just first names.
And this
know,
is a guy, Mike.
These are profiles.
He's 25.
Is
he nearby?
Yes. So this is the thing. These are people who are on Tinder via Facebook profile geolocated to be somewhat near me.
He's more proud of his bookshelf than he is of himself?
Well, I don't know. He likes that picture. Whatever. I'm not going to judge.
He looks kind of surprised.
Right off of the bat, I would say, okay,
like he doesn't even know he's on
let's
TV.
See my matching preferences right
okay.
now.
I got to so download said, this. This
limit
is awesome.
My search to someone within 30 miles of me. I don't really want to
okay,
do a lot of driving to date you.
It's a pain to, you know.
I would like to be matched with males, but
okay.
I could choose females or I could choose
It doesn't
both.
Care. It's not.
It doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then I've restricted, you know, the age profile just a little bit. So I say, show me people age 32 to 45 years old. So when I see something like, I need to look at a meme. We got Ferris,
hey, he's good looking.
Well, he's got a cockatoo on his shoulder, so I like him already.
A bird lover. That'll go well with your cats.
I can see here that there's 5 photos overall, but we don't have any shared friends in common, and we don't have any shared interests based on
That's
the kinds of things
good.
I say I'm interested on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested in things like Grumpy Cat on Facebook, so it doesn't necessarily mean that me and Ferris have no future. I can go ahead and look through some of his other photos. He looks nice.
Oh, okay. So that's what the 5 meant, that there's 5 photos in there.
Not sure about this picture, but yeah, 5 photos. Yeah, he's cute. So at this point...
Now, is there a website you have to set up a profile, or you just do this all on Tinder? You do this all in the app?
It's all on Tinder.
And you don't create an account or anything? Or?
I mean, it's based on your Facebook information, but no, it's very easy. It's kind of one
I see you hook it up through Facebook. Okay.
Now, at this point, it's like, okay, well, I'm in or I'm out. You can go X for no, heart for yes, or you can say... Nope, or...
Wait a minute.
Liked.
Is he a lion?
Nope, or liked. I'll go ahead and say like.
Now,
yeah,
is he going to show up now? Is he going to, like, come here?
Well, here's the thing.
Hello,
Look at this. He has already seen my profile and said like. We both
Whoa.
Have to like the other person for it to be a match.
Whoa.
At this point, I can say, hey there.
No, don't do that.
Why? I said I liked him. What's so bad about that?
Okay, I'm just saying.
And then it goes into my messages with all these other people that I'm chatting
so
with.
So he knows who you are now.
Well,
he
so
knows
what?
Where you are. Does it say where, like, does it have a dot on the map?
No, we're in 30 miles of each other up
okay.
in the North Bay somewhere.
So you'd have to arrange.
Yeah, no, he can't, like, come over.
That's what I'm worried about.
No, there's no, it's basically just like, hey, how's it going? I'm talking to all sorts of people on Tinder. Now, as you mentioned,
As you mentioned,
some people kind of consider this a little bit more of like a casual, hey, what are you doing in an hour type of a thing.
Right.
That's not how I'm approaching my life.
Okay.
You might meet someone very nice.
So it's
nice.
Really more...
These are real people.
You're chatting with people.
You're chatting.
So actually, you know, it's kind of a disintermediated dating site. There's no, like, Match.com in between you and your potential dates. And I kind of like this better.
Yeah.
Because with Match.com, you put a profile up, I'm told. You put a profile up and then... People see your profile and they send you a message or something.
Right.
And then you get to look through them and say, okay, let's have a date.
Well,
this is more casual. It could just be a conversation.
Well, and I think that the nice barriers, like if this gentleman didn't, for whatever reason, if he saw my profile and he was like, not really what I'm looking for, I don't really get, nobody's like giving me like a big thumbs down. We just never met.
Never happened.
It never gets to the point where we could,
rejection at that.
No rejection.
Yeah.
Exactly. It just sort of doesn't go anywhere. So it's kind of like, it's easy. You know, you sort of,
Is there enough information on there for you to really judge, or do you really have to have a conversation now to kind of get to know the person before you go?
I would love to say that any of these dating apps really give you an understanding about who someone is. I think for the most part, people look at pictures.
Right.
If they like that part of it, then they start reading the bios.
Now, can I add interest besides what's already on Facebook, or is it just basically your Facebook profile out there?
Tinder is just pulling from Facebook.
This is what I said.
So
I like
if you're
on
like
Facebook,
me and you like you only like cat celebrities, someone on Tinder might be like, this girl seems psycho and only interested in cat stuff, which is actually pretty accurate. But maybe that's not what they're looking for in life. But it doesn't
say
anything about the fact that I really like Breaking Bad and
the
Sopranos.
Well, that's what I do on my Facebook. I put the TV shows I like, the movies I like, the books I like, the music I like.
See, I don't really do any of that because I can't
so
be bothered.
So if you were going to do this, though, seriously, and obviously you're not, but if you were going to do this seriously, sorry, Freyass.
Yeah.
You would probably want to kind of cultivate your Facebook profile to reflect you more accurately than just Grumpy Cat and some goat
probably
named Buttermilk Sky.
See, he already wrote back, hi, how are you?
Of course.
No punctuation. That kind of bothers me. I don't know if he and
Okay, good. So that's a tip.
Are a big match.
Punctuate.
Maybe
he's at work. He's got a lot of burgers down, and he's got to really hustle around, and he doesn't have time for punctuation.
I don't feel like that's fair to all the people who make very good burgers out there. The key to my heart is through my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually very true. But that's not just for men. Some women only care about food also. I'm them. I am them. Okay, so you mentioned eHarmony at the top of the show.
Do they have a...
eHarmony actually has an app.
Now, the premise of eHarmony is that you take a personality test.
Yeah.
And then the other person is taking a personality test. And so it's more, quote, scientific, I don't know if it is, than it would be if you just, look around for somebody's picture you liked.
Exactly. Although it's still picture-based because you're...
It should be really smell-based. Because I've read studies that say, genetically speaking, you want to pick somebody by the smell. They smell good to you. That's a good sign. And I'm not talking Axe. I'm not talking Brute for Men. I'm talking
pheromones.
Pheromones. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to bottle that up. The thing about the eHarmony app, I will give it this.
This is the book of you.
Yeah. eHarmony is very cutesy about
pretty.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right. I will give them, this app is definitely, it's not just sort of like the website that kind of got bundled into an app. I mean, it's definitely built from the ground up, and it's supposed to, look at me, I'm going through all my matches, and 13 matches have viewed my profile, see them now. I've got my profile 95% complete because of a bunch of questions that I've answered. The thing that I think...
So did you take the whole test?
Yeah.
So it's not that long?
No.
Okay.
But the thing about eHarmony that kind of bugs me is that the whole point with eHarmony is, the dating world can feel very overwhelming, a little scary for some people.
Sure.
So we're really going to hold your hand through this process so you're comfortable. So you go, okay, cool.
You got somebody holding your
hand. For me, it's probably better, maybe for people who are like, online dating just seems like kind of the scary future thing. To me, it's like, I don't know, I've known people who have online dated for a long time, so I probably don't need as much hand-holding. In fact, I find it a little restrictive. So
interesting. So this guides you a little too much for somebody.
For an old pro
like you.
Somebody
who's really been around the block, through the mill, over the river and
I just feel that
woods.
A tool like eHarmony, I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that eHarmony
is... It's funny,
it does
still come down to picture, doesn't it?
It kind of does,
yeah.
And you know what you do, and eHarmony has interesting emphasis put on things that I don't care about so much.
Right.
And won't let me filter out via things that I do care about.
Well, I think...
It's like it doesn't know me
It's
well
trying to
enough.
Find you a mate, not like a date. It's more a mate than a date.
I'm not just looking to, get some dinners. I'd like to find a special
someone.
Okay,
but I think that that's kind of the idea, isn't it? Because they really, I mean, based on the ads, they really say, oh, lots of people get married. This is for settling down.
eHarmony does not want to be a hookup service. Definitely not. eHarmony is also not free. And they make you sign up for several months at a time. I have an eHarmony profile that cost me several hundred dollars.
What?
Yes. True story.
Wow. Is that on my credit card?
No.
Okay.
No. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's research. Don't you want me to be happy?
Yes, I do.
And at the time, a friend of mine was like,
That's expensive. I didn't realize it was that expensive.
Yeah, and her whole thing was like, well, it weeds out the losers because...
Well, who can afford, you know, if somebody's living in their car, they're not going to spend hundreds of dollars
but
on
But at the same time, I feel as though there's more pressure for you to take it seriously because you've paid.
Right.
So like an expensive gym membership, and you're like, now I'm just resentful. So... So that's eHarmony.
Now that I can identify with. Now I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You put it in terms I get.
You're right.
Yeah.
OkCupid is another...
That's another commercial website.
It's a website, also an app.
Now what's distinctive about OkCupid, say, from eHarmony or Match.com?
I would say what I think stands out to me on OkCupid is there tends to be a lot of... I don't want to say younger people, like, oh, it's for people in their 20s, because that's not true, but... I find a lot of people, obviously I live in San Francisco, so I'm looking at that those neighborhoods, much more into the tech space.
Ah.
Or
it appeals to a hipper, younger...
I feel like it appeals to an internet generation,
Internet generation, for sure.
And OkCupid also, I find, like, a lot of people are... seem to be heavily into Burning Man, and I can't figure that out, where I'm just like, I don't want to talk about Burning Man that much.
Right.
If you want to talk about Burning Man that much and all your profile pictures of yourself at Burning Man, I don't know. Maybe we would run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for you, but if you're another person who's into burner, then that would be good.
Yes.
So
but what's nice about...
That's what you're doing. You're weeding out the inappropriate guys, so I don't think that's wrong.
Whereas eHarmony will kind of like, you have all these questions that supposedly you've already said ahead of time.
They go deeper than what your interests are.
Well, you say things like...
do you sleep on the left side of the bed or the right side of the bed? Do you squeeze the tube from the bottom or the top of the tube? That kind of thing.
That's the thing about dating sites, though, is that there are a lot of these questions where I'm like... The answer actually just doesn't matter. It doesn't help me get to know you at all.
You couldn't care less.
Your favorite color is actually irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
It's completely irrelevant.
In fact, I don't think that helps in any way.
But it's one of those things that people ask out of curiosity because they're just like...
because they don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
It's like, well, who cares what your favorite color is? Am I going to not be interested in you because it's black? Maybe.
Or it'd be like somebody saying, hey, are you left-handed? And I say, yeah. And they go, oh, that's cool. That's unusual. There are
fewer
of you.
OkCupid should be, because it's hipper, more techie, like what search engine do you use? What's your phone? Because, you know, if somebody says to me...
I don't feel like I care about that either, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if somebody was like...
What do you care about?
IE for life, I might be like...
Oh. Yeah, you would wonder. You would wonder.
But I might be like, oh, that's cute. You're clueless.
You probably want a clueless noob because you're such
a clueless noob,
a sophisticated tech user that you don't want. You shouldn't share that. You should have some other interest.
So I could be like that could be my thing.
That's your thing.
Fix everything.
He's got a thing. Well, like he's like into cars or he's a farmer or something. And you could get like you could meet in the middle.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works.
It's not bad.
I mean, always with disastrous results at the end.
But that's just true.
That's
life.
Why you know. But that's
That's why you're single.
That's why relationships end.
They don't ever really end well, do they?
Sometimes I feel like they don't have to end.
Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful time.
You are such a good friend.
Good luck in all your endeavors.
Yes.
It never ends like that.
Well.
Does it?
I don't know. I mean.
Look, I'm not the one to ask. I've had three relationships in my life.
That's
two of them with Ozzy.
Yeah.
What do you mean that's it?
Third time's a charm.
We'll talk later, darling.
Yeah, something like that.
So OkCupid, eHarmony, and Tinder. Now, there's a lot of specialty things. If you're Jewish, there's J-Date.
Yes.
For instance. If you're wealthy, there's a website for wealthy guys to meet beautiful women, presuming that the two of them should get together.
Really? Oh, I don't know about that one. But I did hear about, from my friend Veronica Belmont, not because she's dating, she's married.
She's happy.
However, she was telling me, because I was telling her about my
She wasn't always married.
Right. But
she has single friends.
She has single friends, and she said that one of her friends had been enjoying an app called How About We.
Oh, I like the name.
Now, I hadn't heard of this,
so
I went ahead. Yeah, like How About We
Not W-E-E.
Do this. No. Has nothing to do with wee-wee.
Or
it's, how about we?
How about W-H-E-E? Wee! that's another app. I'll make that app.
Depending
later.
On what you're interested in doing.
How about whoopee?
The whole idea between about how about we is it kind of approaches things a little bit differently. Instead of finding, and by the way, this is an iPad app, but for whatever reason.
Are those real people or is that clip art?
No, these are real people.
Wow. I'd marry him.
I think so.
He's cute.
Yeah, cute, huh?
It looks like New Girl is on there. Is that Zooey Deschanel?
No,
oh,
it's just,
shoot.
It just looks like
just
her.
Somebody who looks like her.
Actually, these people might be.
I think they're fake.
It might be clip art, yeah, because they're all like really cute.
They're all too good looking.
I'm a woman interested in men. Continue. All right, so I'm not going to go ahead and create the account.
How about OUI? But I can,
but,
we.
How we. About. Yeah, I come from a place of yes.
Yes.
The premise of
or,
how about we is hold on
W-I-I.
Now.
WII. How me, about you want to play some we? How about we you?
This is why we don't do the show on Mondays. This is why you're not supposed to be at work on Monday.
I have too much energy now. By Thursday, I'll be ground down, trodden down, and I'll be quiet again.
Well, I won't be here to enjoy that. I will hear about it from afar.
So tell me more about this fabulous how about we?
The idea is that whereas all of the other dating sites are like, hey, you and this person might be perfect for each other. Now go and get some coffee.
Yeah.
This is... I'm interested in bowling, so here's what I'm going to put out into the world of saying, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to go bowling and
see,
get some dinner on a Friday.
That's better.
And then you find someone who's like, I would also like to
yes.
do that.
So then that's a good idea.
Activity partner.
Right.
Maybe you'll end up liking each other
and
in a different
way. If you don't,
way.
No big deal, but you had a great game
yeah.
of bowling.
Yes.
Darts,
and at first I thought,
archery.
Well, isn't that a little bit random? But it's like,
no,
but if
I
you're
love
enjoying
that.
Yourself already, and you're like, you know what? Unless you're like a horrible guy... I'm probably going
right.
to like bowling
it's low
no
pressure.
Matter who's hanging out with
I
me.
I think that's the best way to do it.
I think that, you know.
Can you do how about a movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
You choose the topic.
Okay.
And then someone else is like, Sarah, I will go to that movie with you.
See, I like that.
Or I will come to that book signing with you. Or I will
low
skydiving
pressure.
With you.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody to go to City Arts and lectures.
Yeah.
I want to see a lecture by, George Shultz.
Yeah.
And then people would go
and
to
And
that
might be something that would be somewhat difficult to explain that you like in a profile. You just
right.
want to go do it.
But it's a good way. And frankly, isn't that what you're looking for? Is somebody to do things with?
Because it's the time you're going to end up spending with someone. Right. You want to enjoy the
time. And then
time
you want
spent.
To share the...
You want to be able to do the same stuff.
I like
that. So there are
that.
A lot of different approaches here. Yeah.
How about we?
Mm-hmm. All have apps. Yeah. The only app that is not iPad native is Tinder, but Tinder's kind of fun. So
now there are apps that are just about hookups.
Yes, I decided not to include
yeah.
those.
Those wouldn't be called dating apps per se.
No, they're.
But there are a number of those
booty apps.
That's a good. That's a good idea. And the idea is they're also proximity based.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm looking for a hookup. I'm in the area, and I wonder how those work. There's one. Well, never mind. We won't get into that. But
I mean, I'm not going to judge. I just
figured, I'm not judging at all. I'm just saying that there's different. And so what you're showing here is not those.
No.
These are really for people who are seriously looking for a relationship.
These are relationship apps.
Yeah.
This is like, hey, instead of saying, ooh, online dating makes me feel like for whatever reason I can't figure it out in real life, which is something that I think I probably had that feeling a little bit about, like the idea of online dating is like, is that sort of just the last resort? And these days, people just don't feel that way anymore. People are busy. People are on the internet constantly. But we still all, want to find people that make us feel good about ourselves and that sort of thing. And so this is just a different way to meet people. And you mentioned something about a bar. It's like, yeah, many women just feel like they would never be able to take any of that seriously.
Right.
So why not meet somebody who's already taking it more seriously?
I think how about we, of those, sounds like the best one.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Is that?
I think it sounds like a nice,
good
different approach
yeah.
to basically, you yeah. know, they all have the same
result
means to an end.
End result is always the same.
End result, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, you end in happiness.
Hey,
guys. We like companionship.
If you love it, put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Should've put a ring
Should've
on it.
Should've put a ring on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I'm glad you did this. I think it's very interesting. I've thought for a long time that we should do a show for guys, for our guy audience. That's done by women explaining, how to do a dating profile, how to talk to women so that you don't scare them or repulse them. Because most of my experiences are, repulsing them.
I just
so like I, how to get that profile picture.
But I don't. I think it would be difficult for someone.
It's different
to
for
say.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's like, aren't we all sort of relationship experts just by experience? I'm always little wary of anyone who's like, no, I know how to do this successfully. I'm a matchmaker because. Right. There's no accounting for taste.
Everybody's different.
So, yeah, there's that. So those are some dating apps. Hopefully, even if you're not interested in dating anybody, you got some entertainment out of the follies of my life. Or you might know somebody who you think, oh, either he's such a nice guy or nice woman.
Maybe
Sarah one
of
these apps. Well, I don't know about that. But it's just, you know, I got this, guys. It's gonna be okay, but it's
how many? How much? $200?
What for eHarmony? Yeah, it was more than
$200. I didn't realize it was so expensive. Is Match.com cheaper?
I don't think Match.com is. I think there's a premium account, but I think
they
you
all
can start
have free,
Match.com for free. I didn't actually cover Match today.
That's the biggest one, isn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to go a little bit less.
Yeah, no, something
less
I like what you did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah. So any of the links to the apps that you, want to go back and look at later or again,
please
tell
do.
Somebody that you know. Those will all be in our show notes at twit.tv/IPT. Not just dating apps, everything that Leo and I talk about on every show. Subscription links.
Look at that. You can subscribe
to our show, audio or video versions. We've got it all. I was telling somebody the other day because he was this friend of a friend and he's like, I have a podcast. And I said, oh, cool. I do as well. I have several. And he said, audio or video? And I said, both. And he says, well, what do you mean? And so then I started getting into like the small versus the large video version versus the HD.
Even podcasters don't understand what we do? Because now I'm really worried.
Oh, yeah. This guy's a comedian. So he's just interested in what he's saying, but he's got somebody else helping him with all the stuff. So the nice thing is that we have feeds for, if you're watching on
your iPhone,
you might get the small feed and it'll download really quickly.
This show, though, is better in video. If you have the time for the video, I understand a lot of time people listen in the car and video's not going to work. But if you have time for the video, it's nice to watch the video.
Yes. I often wonder how much you get out of the show when you can't see any of the apps that we talk about. But people do say that they enjoy it and we don't want to say that we're not going to give you an audio feed. If that's what you like, then you can have it.
I think this show, so far, if you were just listening, you'd get everything. I mean, the visual presentation of those programs is not critical to anything.
No.
So I think that you could listen.
Sure.
But it's pretty to see, and you want to see Sarah. She looks like Mary Jane from Gilligan's Island today.
On all of my dating profile photos, you know?
What do you, can I, need a, no, never mind. I'm curious.
They're not like.
What do you
like,
put as a picture? Do you put?
They're like normal pictures.
The one you put it on Tinder.
Look, I'll show you.
Was it like a black and white pencil drawing? It wasn't a good
it's not a pencil
representation.
Drawing. That's me at a party. These are all pictures like everyone's seen these. You know.
Oh wow, you look good. I would. That isn't even you. Who is that?
That's me.
Really? No, that I know.
That's me.
Wow, is that your headshot?
Len Bowie took it a long time ago.
Yeah, see, pro photographer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another thing, long time ago.
But see, that's funny because you don't really want a picture that someone's like, that does not look like
you. She's a model. Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying is don't put a picture that's not you, obviously, but also if it's
you want it to represent the
no
way you
more
really
than
look.
A few years ago.
You want to walk into the coffee shop and someone's like, yeah.
Oh, I recognize you.
Instead of.
They would do that with you. They would do that with you. They would say, oh, I recognize you from those pictures. Those are good, really good pictures. You look fun. You look lively. You look awake, which is always good. It's a selling point.
You look awake.
You look awake.
Wouldn't it be weird if a dating profile just had a bunch of, like, nodding off pictures?
I'm not going to say
anything. And someone was like, things I like to do. Sleep, nap.
Tired. Say I'm really.
Hammocks.
You know, there's guys, I'm telling you right now, there's guys who are looking for that woman.
The woman who wants to hang out
more time
and nap
sleeping.
With.
Yeah, napping, cuddling, sleeping.
I'm that woman.
It's not so bad.
I'm your girl.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. She wants to go out again. I just want to sleep.
If I'm not eating pizza, all I really want to be doing is sleep.
Put that in your freaking profile. You're going to get dates galore.
Yeah.
Maybe not the guys you're looking for, but you're going to definitely get offers.
Pizza and naps.
Pizza and naps.
Sounds like a wonderful life. So let's move on to audiobooks.
Maybe that's just me. That's the kind of girl I'm
Makes two of us. Makes two of us.
See, I'm telling you. For years. I've been telling her this. Well. Audible.com, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a match made in heaven. You at audible.com. Audible.com is the world's best bookstore of audiobooks. Over 100,000, actually it's more than just books. Now they've got the great courses, which means they've got college lectures you can learn. They've got comedy performances, old-time radio show, speeches, anything. If it's audio, they've got it, and they've got a lot of it. Of course, the bestsellers, the thrillers, the mysteries, science fiction. You know, it's funny, when I first joined Audible, and I've been a member for 13 years now, they didn't have a lot of science fiction because, as it turned out, I realized, a lot of the early science fiction was published by pulp publishers who, audiobook, they barely got the book out. So Audible's actually gone back in their Audible Frontiers program and made a point of making great, beautifully read recordings of classic science fiction. And I'm telling, I know a lot of you are science fiction fans. What a great place to go. For instance, Ender's Game, the movie's coming out. I just saw the trailer. It feels like to me, and I don't know, but it feels like to me they spoiled the book. Do me a favor. Listen. I mean, I'm going to watch the movie. I know you are too. But do me a favor. Listen to the book so that you get the benefit of Orson Scott Card's amazing novel, one of the great science fiction stories of all time, one of the great stories of all time. And you know who this would be good for? The hero of Ender's Game is a kid. Kids love Ender's Game. Speaking of kids, they've got great books for young adults, young kids. It's a great way to get kids listening. Studies show that kids who listen to books end up reading more. In fact, my son, it's really got him into reading. Look, there's the new Neil Gaiman, Ocean at the End of the Lane. This is somewhat more of a memoir, they say. Now, here's the deal. Get this for free. See that big free? All you got to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today, and you'll be signing up for the Gold account. That's a book a month, but your first month's free. Your first book's free. Cancel the first 30 days. Pay nothing. The book is yours to keep forever. So many wonderful novels, nonfiction too. I listen to history a lot. I love, you know, what I do is I intentionally alternate nonfiction, fiction, nonfiction, fiction. That way, and I don't only listen to science fiction because then, that's too much of any one thing. I like to mix it up, and you will too. And the nice thing is you get the opportunity at Audible. Please do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. It's a match made in heaven. audiblepodcast.com/iPad. Today.
So we've got some
nudes.
Nudes. We have nudes.
What's the nudes across the nation? We have got the information in a way we hope you can use. Ladies and gents,
it's iPad the news.
Gives you the news.
So some, good sources. Wall Street Journal says new iPad rumored to be thinner and lighter. Isn't that always the rumor? And then it is, and we're like, okay, thinner and lighter.
Both Andy and I have been talking about this. If Apple decided to make it a little bit thicker, a little bit heavier, but give it, say, a better camera, okay.
Remember iPad 2 went heavier?
It went a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Because it packed more of a punch.
And more battery life? I mean, I don't. Well, all right. What they're saying is it's going to look more like the iPad Mini. And that's been a huge success.
It has.
But I don't think it's a success because it's thinner and lighter. I think it's because it's littler. People want the smaller form.
Well, thinner and lighter goes along with littler. So you have a larger screen, which I like. I know some people...
No, you're the 10-incher.
It's true. Yeah. Some people said, you have a Mini and you never pick up your full-size iPad again.
That's
not
me.
True for me.
But
not
that
true
is
for me.
Me.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it. You got the choice.
You get the choice.
Will there be a new iPad Mini 2, or will there just be a new iPad?
Well, we've heard that there's going to be a Retina Mini, which would be, that would be a big thing.
You'd want that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah.
But I would say the only thing, I realize that people like the smaller form factor of a Mini, and it's like, you know, when I'm holding this, I never feel like it's like, oh, it's so crazy and bulky, and how can I hold it? But you've got the Mini, and it does feel nice and light and thin. And then when you pick up a full-size iPad, clearly it's not just bigger, but it does feel heavier. If this thing felt like a Mini, I would not need anything smaller, ever. The only reason I'd want it to be smaller...
It's because of when you fall asleep and it hits your head.
But if it's not that heavy,
right.
What does it matter? I personally like having more screen real estate, almost always.
Well, you will on a Retina Mini... because that increases the real estate. It's smaller. So you like, you mean bigger screen.
I'm talking about not more actual content size. On the screen. No, because there's only so small I can have my text and graphics.
You know what's funny? And that's because I'm blind. I wear glasses and I'm wearing contacts right now. But I realize I am not typical. And maybe this is why I like the mini.
Yeah.
There's two sizes. There's a size I can wear my glasses with. That's the 10-inch. And there's a size like the phone. When I look at the phone, I always take off my glasses and I put the phone right here. And I like that because it's a big screen.
Yeah.
And I'm nearsighted. That might help you understand why that works. But the mini I find difficult because it's a little too – it's too big to – it's in the middle. I don't know where I'm going with that.
It also doesn't have the Retina as of now, so if you go close, you start getting
reason
pixely.
I'm saying this, I was watching Breaking Bad
on
the
Mini.
Don't
tell me anything.
It's good.
I haven't seen it yet.
And I couldn't find the right distance.
Mm.
Put on the glasses over here, now that's too far.
Mm-hmm.
Took off the glasses, put it here, now it's too close.
Felt too, yeah.
I could not find the right middle ground. So maybe I should get a 10-inch for things like watching TV and stuff like that.
You've got one. It's right in front of you.
Yeah, I have one. But you know, this stays here. This is the studio
right.
iPad. Because you know what happens?
The minis are every
Remember, I used to have to go home. I'd forget it. So I have to leave one here because I just forget it.
Yeah, that happened often.
Yeah.
I think that if the next full-size iPad is thinner and lighter, I think that's great. I don't think anyone's going to be like, hey, too thin, too light. But we need to see something more. Yes, battery life needs to also be longer. And then everyone goes, wow. Thinner and lighter. I just don't feel like people are picketing outside wanting it to be.
It's so thin and light as it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how is it? What? Where?
And but you know, Apple, in fact, I can even visualize this. Every keynote, they say, and it's even thinner than before. Like, that's almost a mantra. Every time they come out with a new thing, it's got to be thinner, thinner, thinner. The iPhone is thinner, 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 thinner. But there is a point beyond which you can't go. In fact, it would hurt you because it's so thin.
Yes, that's true.
And already, well, the iPad feels almost that way to me. Doesn't it feel a little bit like a blade? Look how thin it is.
I think we could get a bit thinner and still people would like it. You don't want you don't want it to be uncomfortable, but I think you could shave a couple millimeters off and everybody would be excited about it.
Give me a better screen, better camera, faster. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to do much. The iPad's pretty much perfect.
If the iPad changed nothing but gave me a camera that was twice as good, I'd be thrilled.
See, people thought I was crazy when I said a camera.
Oh, no.
But it's just because you have it with you, and it's nice to use.
Exactly. If it's built in, especially with all of the editing apps that you have after the fact, why not take the nice picture, and then you've got the whole thing.
I left that one thing, which is complete it's the opposite of thinner, which is more battery life.
Uh-huh.
Thinner means smaller battery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, you know, oddly enough, battery technology has not gotten any better. So something's got to give when you get thinner. So I think they're gonna maybe not go thinner and make it thicker, but more. Wouldn't you like 12 hours, 15 hours?
Yeah, but the iPad has a lot.
10 is good.
A full charged iPad is pretty great.
Good.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, when I've got 100%, I'm like, I don't have to think about a battery for a long
That's
time.
That's true. Arthur in our chat room says,
which is not how a laptop feels.
Maybe not thinner, but lighter. Wouldn't that do it for you? That's what you want, lighter, not thinner.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's sort of the missing link here, and that's maybe why people have gotten drawn to the Mini. I think it's the lightness almost more than the size.
Right.
You think it's the size, but I think it's definitely partly the lightness. We also got a rumor. This is coming from, well, not just The Loop, but All Things D, that it looks like September 10th.
Everybody agrees, and I talked to Renee.
Is going to be the big iPhone announcement.
I talked to Renee Ritchie at iMore. He's also very connected to the rumor mill. He said right after Ina Fried got that call, he got a call. Very trusted source. I think we can lock it in. September 10th.
September 10th.
iPhone, though, not iPad.
Exactly. So it's going to be a big deal, but we shouldn't necessarily expect to hear anything about the iPad.
I suspect they're going to do what they did last year, which is do the iPhone as a separate announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And then in October,
the
following month, they'll do an iPad, and they probably will also do other new products.
Yes.
We know probably the Mac Pro. They have iOS 7 to announce. Now, here's one question. When they announce iOS 7...
Which, by all accounts, has changed quite a bit since we first saw it in the developer channels.
Beta 5, and I haven't seen it since the first one.
No, I've actually just been like, I'm going to pay attention when it's a real baked thing, so we don't have to talk about stuff that's going to change.
Well, it was so unbaked in its first beta. Somebody had it and showed it to me, and I was very underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But this is apparently much closer to final release. Here's a question for you, though.
Okay.
What's the release on the iPad? Do they push it out to us when the iPhone 5 comes out? Or do they announce the iPhone 5S, whatever the next one is, and say available in October, and then have the iPhone 5S and the new iPad all announced simultaneously, push iOS 7 to us? I presume they're going to give us older iPad users iOS 7. They said it'll work.
Doesn't iOS 7 already not run on
real old iPads? It doesn't.
Or second gen?
Yeah, I think you have to have at least third generation.
Third gen.
Yeah, but it'll work on the third gen mini and the fourth gen.
And then there'll be another one.
And there'll be a fifth gen.
So at that point, I think Apple's like, we're going back far enough.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we know what it'll run on, what it won't run on. But I'm just curious when we'll get it. When do we get the update?
Well, last year we got new iPads announced, iPad minis.
Oh, wait a minute. They're saying it runs fine on an iPad 2.
Oh, does it? Oh, for some reason I thought someone had said, oh, no, iOS 7 won't run on an iPad 2. Well, that's good.
I don't know if run fine, that may be it.
Yes.
Yeah. It will work.
Run is a loose term.
Yeah.
Wasn't it December before we actually got our minis, though?
Ah.
Because it was announced in October.
Well, you really want to have it in stores for Christmas, don't you?
I guess it was... I'm trying to think of when I got mine, because we had ordered ours. It may have been right before Thanksgiving.
It was pretty quick. It was within a week or two.
Yeah, a week or two. So, anyway, wheels are in motion. Things are going to start happening. We've had quite a bit of a quiet summer, really, as far as Apple's concerned.
Yeah,
so,
you know what I'm also very interested in is the Mac Pro, that new Mac, that cylinder Mac Pro.
Mm-hmm. We don't even know how much it's going to cost.
It's going to be an expensive December.
Yeah, it is. Thanks in advance. Can't wait for my new Mac Pro. It's going to be cool. Can I get a new monitor to go with that?
You want the new 50-inch cinema display?
There's a 50-inch? I'll just stick with my 27. I'm not going to be greedy.
It does support 4K. That's right. John says 4K. It does support 4K.
Hey, we got a little question from John. He says, I bought a 16-gigabyte iPad a few months ago. In retrospect, it was a mistake. I thought I'd be using it to pretty much just browse the internet, but it turned out to be much more useful than I expected. I've heard that before. And now it's more or less replaced my PC. I'm a teacher. But because it's that 16 gig, it's always near the limit of storage. I've cleared all my music, all my photos. I use Dropbox. I use Google Plus to sync. However, I'm
other.
Not... Oh. Ozzy's like...
He has that same problem.
Ozzy's
his
like,
iPad.
I hate the 16
his
gig.
His iPad, yeah, no. He made me get him a 64.
He says, I'm not clear on how PhotoStream works, though. Do photos in PhotoStream take up memory on the device? Eventually, I'd probably upgrade to an iPad with more memory, but it'd be great to see a theme around managing resources on an iPad using Evernote or Google Plus,
it'd be a
Scanner
short
Pro,
show.
Dropbox, Google Drive. Yeah, really. I mean, it's...
Go to your settings, your general preferences, and there's a storage preference. It takes a while. You can see I have 21 gigs available, 35 used, but in a minute, it's going through right now. It's going to show me where everything is,
mm-hmm.
and in most cases, you have a chance to manage it just as you do, you see, with iCloud. You'll have a chance to manage the storage.
When you have a lot of apps, the storage takes a while.
You can see how much it's going through.
Trying
it's
to figure through. Out what's
the thing to understand
what.
About the iPad is not like a regular computer. Each app has its own unique storage space.
Mm-hmm.
So if Evernote, for instance, is taking up a lot of space, you have only one choice.
You
could delete it. Actually, you have several because you could delete it or you could reduce the number of notes that you're syncing on Evernote. You could say, I don't want to see all that stuff. But it's not like you can manage it like you would a hard drive.
Right.
So it would be a simple show. Boy, it's taken a long time to get this all.
I know.
I have a lot of stuff in here.
The last time my iPad has been, this thing is extremely loaded up and
we download just so people understand, this is not a typical, we're not typical users.
No.
We download a lot
Everything.
Of apps every week to look at, mm-hmm. and then I often have to go back. I was doing it before the show today so I could download my app cap, mm-hmm. delete old stuff.
And if you're the sort of person who downloads or rents, movies from iTunes,
right.
I mean, all those videos that, they don't just take up no space. That's all contributing to your overall
you asked about PhotoStream. You go to the photos and camera setting, and it will show you how much PhotoStream's taking up, 1 gigabyte. You turn that off, you're going to reclaim a gigabyte.
Yeah, if you've got 16 gigs, a gigabyte is...
That's a significant amount, right?
Yeah.
Photo library, 2.2 gigs. That's because I've got a lot of pictures in there. Delete those, and you'll save space. Now, some things you can delete from here, some things you can't. KOTOR is an app. The documents and data, it's not a huge thing, but it's a big app. Oh, this is the Knights of the Old Republic. It's the Star Wars game. So that's 2.2 gigs total. You can delete the app here. So as you go through it, you'll see this is the 1.7 gigs. That's the app cap I just downloaded. Here's iPhone photo, 1.2 gigs of data for iPhoto. So this is the show you just asked for. That's it. You go through these, delete what you can, delete the apps if you don't use them. You'll know from this which are the biggest apps because it sorts it in order. And start at the top, work your way down. Washington Post, do I care enough about it to have 1.1 gigabytes of my hard drive used up?
Something tells me there's probably a lot of articles in there that you're just not going to revisit.
Exactly.
So it can be eye-opening.
They don't, most of the time you can't say, oh, just delete the data, not the apps. But often in the app, it'll say things like clear cache. That's one thing to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'll say delete the data or get rid of old, you know, if it's a newsstand app, get rid of old issues. That will certainly save you a lot of space.
So hopefully, John, that is helpful. It sounds like you kind of know what you're doing already. We probably didn't tell you anything you didn't already know. You were just hoping for maybe another secret unlocking solution.
He asked one question, which is, does PhotoStream take up space?
And it does. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not some secret part of the iPad that doesn't use the storage. I mean, it all... You've got photos there. It's pretty much what's going
on. Yeah, anything you can see is taking up space.
Right.
Well, maybe he thought it might be streaming.
Or it's pulling from the internet or something.
It might be streaming.
In the case of PhotoStream,
it actually caches.
It has a local component,
Yep.
Hey, so, Leo,
September
10th is really when I'm going to finally get a new iPhone. My iPhone 5 right now is... Well, you know, it's not in great shape. My lock screen sometimes doesn't work, and there's some scratches on it.
Yes, I'll buy you a new iPhone.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. But then I've got this iPhone 5 just sort of sitting around. Like, what, is it going to be a bookend?
I think I've got an answer for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
You know, and this, if you did this, it would make me happy because I can get some, you could give me the money for your old iPhone.
Oh.
Towards the new iPhone.
Interesting.
I'm talking about Gazelle. I think our audience knows what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Gazelle is a great place to recycle your old gadgets so you can get the new gadgets. We know a new iPhone. We do now know that a new iPhone is coming out. Here's the deal. As soon as that information comes out, the prices of the old iPhone starts to go down, right? Because people know, oh, the new iPhone, it's less valuable, the old iPhone. Now's the time to lock in a 30-day quote from Gazelle. For the next 30 days, they will guarantee it. So if September 10th comes around, 1 month from now, and you see the new iPhone, you say, I'm definitely going to get that, pull the trigger. Say, I got the best possible price at Gazelle. Not just iPhones. By the way, they buy broken iPhones. So,
well, that's the thing is my iPhone is, it works, but it's not in perfect shape.
No, don't buy any. And you tell them. You know what's funny is they also, when they get it, their data experts will wipe it. So if you can or you forget to wipe it, don't worry.
Yeah.
And really, they're trustworthy. They will wipe it. But the other thing they often do, and I get messages from people all the time, is they'll look at it and say, you know, Sarah, this is in better shape than you said. You thought it was in bad shape, but we know we can get more for this.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually will bump your offer up. I mean, what company does that? Gazelle, these guys are really great. They're very honest. It's one of the reasons they have sent out now $100 million over the last couple of years to over 500,000 customers. You could be one of them. What they do is they send you a box once you pull the trigger, prepaid shipping. Anything over a dollar, they'll pay the shipping on it. You just throw it in the box, load it up, send it back to them. You'll get a check if you want. PayPal, if you're in a hurry, they'll PayPal it to you. And the best one, I think, is they'll give you an Amazon gift card, and they'll bump the value of that 5% over your offer. I guess, I don't know, they're returning the affiliate fees or something like that. It's a good deal, a great way to empty out that gadget drawer, get money for your new stuff. New iPads coming. Yes, they buy iPads. They buy all sorts of tablets. Did you buy a Microsoft Surface or a Kindle or another tablet you don't want to use? They'll buy those, too. In fact, they buy a much larger selection of tablets than they used to. Kindle Fire, Google Nexus, Samsung, Microsoft Surface, and Asus tablets. Gazelle, gazelle.com. Recycle the easy way. Get cash for your next gadget.
got an email. It's audience response time of this part of iPad Today. Got an email from Gunter.
Gunter in Austria,
who says, I'm looking for an app to keep track of my travels. I've been in the last 20 years on many business trips, and this will hopefully stay for the future in the same way. He travels a lot. It would be great to have an app which gives me an overview on a map where I've been and where.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
So mainly having the map with, I don't know, pins or whatever would be great. Enjoying your shows. Thanks. I thought Trip It. That's probably the most obvious
Trip
one,
it.
Gunter. If you don't already have it, Trip It is, it doesn't just allow you to keep track of where you've been, but it helps you plan for trips you have coming up. And Trip It is awesome in the way that it'll kind of scrape through your email and be able to pull via information. Like if United Airlines sends me an email that's a confirmation for my upcoming flight, Trip It knows enough about what those emails look like to put that into my itinerary coming up and send me reminders like, hey,
I love
want to make sure you check in for your flight, that type
yeah.
of a thing. And you can...
Here's all the past trips.
Yeah.
It's automatically mapped. I can look at upcoming trips as well. The thing about Trip It is it's not exactly, it sounds like he wants like a scrapbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly that.
It's super beautiful.
It's for business travelers. Yeah, it's more for business travelers to automatically build itineraries. So I have Trip It, for instance, scanning through my email. If you use Gmail, it does this automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I get a confirmation email from a hotel, a rental car, an airplane, it adds it, and it actually builds the itinerary. So, you know, often you have a complete itinerary automatically. Their Trip It app is available on every platform. They have a very nice iPad app. It's also on the web. There's a free version and a paid version. I've been using Trip It for several years, and if you do business travel, Trip It's fabulous. It'll keep track of your airplane, frequent flyer miles, things like that. But you know what? I think he's looking for something more pretty, and I am too, because I want to do like a scrapbook of my travels. I would like to have, you know, because I pick the pictures I took, the places I saw, any notes I might take, like a travel diary. Is there anything like that? Because you're a big traveler.
Yeah, but
are you the kind of person that just, you've been there, done that, you don't want to look back?
No, certainly not. No. I would love for there to be an app like this that I feel like I couldn't get. See, the thing is I take a lot of photos. And my photos are all geolocated now. It's
right.
easy to...
Should be easy.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like there are a lot of those services built into social networks I'm
Flickr
already using.
Flickr will do it. Facebook will
Flickr,
do it.
Even Smug Instagram Mug, now. Instagram. You add your location on
right.
a map. You know, you can look at your past history
but
and see where
more,
you've been.
More than
You want
that.
An all-in-one.
I was actually going to do it in paper. You know, make like a notebook and then have a printout a book of the pictures. And then you have a paper book.
But wouldn't there
through.
Be a lot of work on your part to
yeah.
remind yourself of where everything was? Because it wouldn't really be pulling any data.
It should be digital, I think.
Because paper's a great app, but it's yeah. definitely a blank canvas.
Yeah.
Literally a blank canvas.
So that's a challenge for our audience. If you've got a
yeah.
good travel scrapbooking kind of a program that would...
Something that's like a Trip It, but maybe a little bit more photo-based...
Photos, but I would like, you know, a description of the towns I went to,
mm-hmm.
You know, with all the pictures there, my own notes. Oh, we really enjoyed Croatia.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Wouldn't that be fun to have? Wouldn't you love that you traveled around the world for a whole year, that you would have that all together? Now, of course, you did it before kind of pre-digital era.
I basically have a lot of Flickr sets and collections
right.
of
well,
different places. And
yeah,
I took a lot of video as well. But again, that was... There weren't the tools that there are now. I mean, I didn't even, like, travel with a phone or a...
You didn't?
No.
Wow.
Well,
it's
there
so
was
different
no iPhone.
It's so different traveling now because you have you can't get lost.
Yeah.
You bring out your smartphone,
exactly.
your iPhone, and you say, where am I? How do I get to the hotel? And it walks
it
you there.
It would have been a very different trip, just had there been
yeah.
a little, you know,
Make
a little bit more
ahead.
Of the technology that there is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hotels now. It used to be, I can remember, it was a big deal. When I was able to start faxing hotels for reservations.
Oh,
otherwise,
gosh.
You're getting a hotel in France, you're going to send them a mail, write them a letter, and then 6 weeks later you get a letter back, and then you could...
Right.
Then faxes were big, then email. Oh, my gosh, it was transformational.
Mm-hmm.
And now I do it on the web.
Right.
I booked a tour guide in Venice for next month, did the whole thing on the web.
I've actually gone... through so many angles of Street View that then when I go to that
you
place a month
like.
Later, I'm like...
This is boring.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm
right.
like, ice cream shop. Yeah, I saw that in the picture. This looks exactly like I thought it would.
Maybe it's not as much fun traveling now. You know too much.
I know. It's like you can basically go there before you go there, and then you'll be like, yep, I knew exactly what this would look like, down to the color of that trash can.
It's not the adventure it used to be.
No, it's different. Well, it's an online adventure. So, yes, anybody who's got great
I'd love to get something
scrapbooking
like
travel apps that Leo and I haven't seen before or never mentioned, please do write us, iPadToday@twit.tv. Colton also wrote us and said, this is actually just kind of nice. He said, I've noticed lately you guys have been taking some heat for mentioning Android, the new Nexus 7, et cetera, on iPad Today. I just want to say, as somebody who uses mainly Apple products, I like hearing about the stiff competition that is Android. He says, I even listened to This Week in Google and all about Android for that reason. Competition is great. Even though I prefer iOS and other Apple products, I can't help but admire some of the awesome Android devices. Just want to thank you guys for providing entertainment and unbiased tech news.
Yeah, think about what kind
of
world
for saying so.
It would be if Apple had no competition.
Right.
Maybe would they be better products? Maybe they'd be as good, but would they be cheaper? I think without competition, a company sits on its laurels.
Well, it's also hard to know. I mean, if you don't imagine an alternative way to use technology, then we're all just less creative.
And even the most dyed-in-the-wool Apple fan, and believe me, we have many, and I've been one for many years, is going to acknowledge that not everything that Samsung and others do was stolen from Apple. Apple's borrowed a little bit from Android, too. In fact, in iOS, the notification system, a lot of the stuff, the swipe-up stuff, is directly out of Android. So they cross-pollinate. That's good.
And it ends up being innovative for all.
It's great. We're all trying to get the best
phone.
And
companies are, in stiff competition with each other.
And sue each other and all that.
Yeah, I just don't think
iPhoto
journals. You don't have to be. I mean, I am certainly an iPad enthusiast. I think we can all agree on that. But I'm not. It's not at the expense of some other operating system. And
somebody
we
did
have
point
to
out.
Remember that there's other stuff out
the
there.
The iPhoto journals that are built in. We can't forget those. If you have iPhoto, iPhoto will let you build these beautiful journals with pictures, calendars, temperature, maps of your trip. This is our trip to Norway. Last year, of course. What was I thinking? That's $5. iPhoto does a beautiful job of that, and you can then order books or that kind of thing from it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought this was, it took me not so long to make this,
right?
And it's really for me, this one page is a fun memory of the trip we took.
Now,
last year.
Can you click on any of the photos and add little notes?
Because
that would be almost exactly what.
So now I'm in edit mode, right? So I could drag around. I could click this photo. I can make it bigger. Add a caption.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So I can say, hey, so that's Odinga.
Maybe somewhat limiting, but might actually be enough for a lot of the stuff that people would want to put together.
It's certainly, kind of answers my question. It's funny because it shows how easy it is to forget the things you've done. But this is I've done it already, as you can see with this, and very happily. Here's pictures, a food recipe that we had, Klipfisk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So there's a lot you can do with this. Pictures that you took that you loved, and you can make them, resize them, so this picture should be bigger because it's a really great picture, that kind of thing.
Our next email sort of goes into iPhoto again. Vernon, who works at a library called Pratt Library, says, we're building a digital collection of images for the faculty and our students. We've just started to use an iPad. They've got an app called Cam Ranger and an Nikon, which is they're bringing photos into.
Yeah. Okay.
He says, but I'm looking for a good photo editing app. A 5-star app. Do you and the Twit gang have any ideas? I mean, start with iPhoto.
Here's the problem with iPhoto, and sometimes this isn't a problem, sometimes it is. It only works with JPEGs. It does not work with RAW photos. So if you shoot JPEG, no problem. If you're shooting RAW, it will use a JPEG that is part of the RAW file that was created for the thumbnail in the back.
Right.
May not be the quality you want. Shoot JPEG plus RAW. Many cameras will allow you to do that. Edit in iPhoto. I'm waiting for, and remember Adobe showed that Lightroom that they wanted to do that would sync to your Lightroom. We've shown Photosmith, which is another program that syncs to your Lightroom. I think iPhoto is very good. I like iPhoto. Photosmith might be another, if you'll use Lightroom, might be another one you'd want to look at because it works with Lightroom.
Someone suggests Snapseed, and I agree that Snapseed is great. However, I don't know that it is intuitive enough to be everyone's everyday photo editing app. it's not like it's hard to figure out, but I think you have to put a little time and effort into how it works in a unique way, because the UI is not anything like an iPhoto or even a Photoshop or a Lightroom.
We're actually quite lucky because iOS has the best selection of camera apps of any mobile platform.
They have so many.
Easily.
A wide range of quality and feature
sets.
Here's
one I've used before called Photogene. I kind of like this one. It's a photo editing. You can do collages with it. You can do adjustments, fairly sophisticated adjustments. This is Photo Gene. Retouching is available too, so you can dodge, burn, clone. This is a fairly sophisticated application. I've used this before. You also can add text if you wanted to. Enhance, I can say, for instance, I want to have we'll do that. And focus on just the oranges and put everything else out of focus. There's gradients. It's quite a bit. This is a pretty sophisticated program. Photogene.
That's it. I've heard of Photogene. I can't remember the last time I looked at it. But so many of these apps do similar stuff. But
this is the closest to like a Lightroom or an Aperture.
Yeah, you just want to find the one that it's easy to navigate. Gives you the results that you're looking
here's
for.
Here's the IP, the EXIF editor, the metadata editor. You've got EXIF IPTC, which is frequently used by newspapers. GPS info, you could add that. So I mean, I would say this is about as close as you're going to get
to
an Aperture on your iOS device.
Well, we love hearing from all of you. We like your questions because we like to, if we can't answer them, throw it out to the crowd and get some great responses. We like to hear your feedback, your thoughts, your app ideas, all the good stuff. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail. 757-504-IPAD is our Google Voice number. You can upload a video somewhere. I keep saying it would be nice if somebody sung us a song of some kind juggling
really?
On one foot.
All right.
But nobody does that. I don't know. I mean, think outside the box, guys. But thanks, everybody, who helps us build our show every week.
We love you.
We do.
Our audience.
Yeah.
You know what else we love?
What?
Delicious Tonks coffee.
You know, Tonks is really good.
It's. Have you had it?
Of course I've had it.
It's time for a Tonks.
They're, you know... They're a lovely company. The thing about Tonks is that the coffee is not only of good quality, but it's extremely fresh, which anyone knows, if it's stamped something more like 7 days, 10 days ago, you're like, it's
there's
already
a couple of things.
Non-fresh.
And I think it's very important, and people don't talk about this, you might be buying your coffee from a reputable coffee merchant, but we don't know how long the beans were sitting on the wharf before they were shipped to the United States, how long they were sitting on the wharf in the United States, and then how long. And beans get moldy, they get mildewed, they get stale, and then they get roasted, and they may say, well, this was fresh roasted yesterday, but how old's the bean?
Right.
Not with Tonks. So here's the deal. Tonks, these guys are coffee connoisseurs. T-O-N-X, by the way, tonx.org. And what they do is they decided, hey, there's nothing more important in the world than great coffee. And I kind of agree. It may be not number one, but it's number two or three on my list of important
things.
There's
no reason to get out of bed.
They follow
otherwise.
The sun. Right.
Just
they follow the sun around the world to get the singles. These are single source beans. You'll get them every other week. This, for instance, I'm drinking is Kenya Kamwangi from Kirinyaga.
Smells good. I can smell it from here.
It's really good. These beans are fresh. They import them immediately because they've just been picked. They get them to their place in L.A. where they fresh roast them and ship them out to you within 24 hours. So you're going to – and by the way, notice – this is another little thing I'd like to show you. And not everybody does this. You see that little thing there? That is a carbon dioxide filter.
Really?
So one of the things that happens with coffee beans is you don't want air to get there because it will oxidize. So oxygen, bad. But they off-gas after they've been roasted for about 3 days. And it's mostly carbon dioxide. And you want that to be released without letting air in. And that's what this special
valve
does.
I mean, I'd never really realized what the story was.
They figured it all out. Now, these are beans. They don't grind it for you because they want you to grind it fresh every morning right before you brew your coffee. They have tips on that. They have grinders. They also, I tell you, if you use a good burr grinder and an AeroPress coffee maker or a Chemex or some sort of drip system, I am not kidding, going to get the best brew you've ever had. And you're going to learn about these different varieties because they're all from individual farms. It's all around the world. Just try it. Here's the deal. Go to tonks.org/iPad today, and we're going to get you a sample. It costs you nothing. They'll mail it and everything for free. So you can at least get an idea. It's not a huge amount. I don't know what it is. It's a quarter pound, something like that. But you're going to get at least to taste it and to see if what I'm saying is true for you. Then, if you subscribe, they have different subscription levels. Depending on how much you want to get, you'll get it every other week. I love it. And I look forward every other week to getting my Tonks shipment. And it's always a different farm, different bean. I just got my new Tonks shipment. Where is it? Guatemala, I think. Incredible. I'm so excited. tonx.org/iPad today. Enough said. Just do it, will you? Just do it.
Do it now.
Hey, put your hat on because it's App Camp time.
Is my mic on? Oh, it was off for a second.
I gave you a special hat. That's not the one I gave you, but okay.
Oh.
Because I wanted your hat to match
my
hat.
Oh, I see why.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know why I'm wearing this hat?
Because you're Heisenberg.
Because what's my name? Heisenberg.
You're wearing a knocks.
I'm sorry that doesn't fit better.
Well, you know, it would fit, except that I've got a ponytail today.
Oh, the ponytail's blocking it.
So
it's such a cute hat on
it's
you.
It's just going to sit atop my head.
That is so Audrey Hepburn. Straight out of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Really?
You look so good in that.
I just look just like her.
Yeah. I do not look like Heisenberg. In fact, this is a pork pie hat.
It's good.
From Bailey's. It's a good pork pie. I spent a lot of money to get a good one. Bailey of Hollywood. But it's not for me. You know why?
I don't think that's true.
I have such a big head that the small brim of a pork pie
tends to accentuate something like that. I don't know.
I look like Popeye.
You look nice.
I don't know.
You look great. You just need like a monocle and, you know, one of those watches that you wear on your belt.
I guess I'll never be a tough guy.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like Bryan Cranston. Now, there's a tough guy.
He's a tough guy, but he's also very smart.
I figured out how Breaking Bad's going to end.
Don't. I don't want to. Not.
Shot into a time machine and end up as the father of Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard you make this joke before.
No, somebody else did.
It was really good.
I stole it.
Oh, he stelled it. Hey, so this is the part of the show where Leo and I put on hats because there are app caps because we both choose an app that we love and want to share with you guys and call this section of the show the App Cap Award.
Yay! Every week we give awards.
We do.
And I know y'all love award shows.
Absolutely.
So this is it.
Who doesn't like an award show? Boring people.
I'm going to get drunk and make a long speech that seems to make no sense.
Sure.
It's a tradition.
5 seconds in, the music will start playing you off.
Right.
And then you look around, and then you always walk off the stage the wrong way. Doesn't matter who you are or how many awards you've won, mm-hmm. You'll always have the woman say, oh, no, this way.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm never going to say the APCAP award is, it's so heavy. Because there is nothing.
Certainly
no
not.
Statuette, nothing.
Not heavy at all.
Nothing.
So my APCAP this week is a $6 app. Now, I often try to keep them, you know, free or as low as possible. So you might say $6. This is... what?
Carlos Danger in the chat room says, you don't look like Heisenberg, you look like Hindenburg.
Yep. Yeah. Hindenburg may appreciate my Civil War app.
I can't wait because I, as you know, am a history buff.
Do you?
And I watched Ken Burns, The Civil War, loved it.
Yeah.
I've read all of the Stephen Ambrose books about the Civil War. To me, this is history.
It's a very fascinating point in American
many
history.
Many other people think this is history.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now I have my dear mother. Hello, she is also very, very into the Civil War. It's just one of these time periods that she's very fascinated by. My family has been to Civil War reenactment things outside.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's really cool.
They do the battle. These guys are very serious. They wear scratchy
wool.
They
stay in character the whole time.
They don't bathe.
Even off the battlefield. Yeah, it's actually a little bit. They travel around. It's like a circus.
It's really amazing.
It's fun, though.
Like Gettysburg, you might have thousands of guys on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Reenacting one of the great battles of... horrendous battle book of the Civil War. Yeah.
Right, with gunpowder, the whole thing.
They do it here. They do it around here.
They do. It's up in It's up outside of Guerneville.
Yeah, that's where I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So this is called Timeline Civil War. It's $6. And really, I feel like it is a great entry point for anybody who's either like, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know how interested I was in the Civil War. Like, what's all that fuss about? So you've got this just great sort of interactive, hey, let's, you know, you can read about the River War and what happened here. But it's a timeline. I'm looking at pre-war here.
You
can
see 1861,
1865. But, you know, this whole thing, a lot of stuff happened over the course of many years. You can see my timeline moving along. And there's a combination of stories, a combination of historical photos that all have, you know, interesting stories. You can swipe through letters that were written to other folks. You know, remember, this is a time when, you know, sometimes a letter wouldn't get to somebody, you know,
That's right.
Covered wagon for weeks. And the whole thing is very interesting. I can look at a year or start to really drill down, like, you know, 6 months for my next, you know, book report. Do people do book reports anymore?
Oh, yeah.
This would be great research.
Good for a student.
And I just think probably, if you're going to be looking at a timeline on Wikipedia, I mean, why not spend a few dollars and get something that's just a lot more fun to navigate through?
Now, I'm looking at a lot of Civil War apps. Which one is this?
This is called Timeline Civil War. There you go.
It is.
That's it right there.
That looks great.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot here. You know, I think that's one of the reasons an iPad is a great choice for students.
Absolutely.
Because it just brings stuff like this alive.
Oh, this is why the iPad is so great. Is apps like this. You can look at a map view as well. You can. I could say, you know, what's some of the significance about New Mexico during the Civil War?
Well,
let's start looking at some stuff.
Go to Albuquerque and
exactly. So you just have a variety of, you know, whether this is just something that you're interested in because you need to become more of an expert, or if you're like me, where it's may not help me ever for the rest of my life, but it's really great trivia. This is a wonderful app to do so. And if you're interested in a particular battle, let's say, you can go ahead and search via battles. They put things in categories. You know, we've got like, hey, you want to know more about the railroads or prison camps or particular cities, or you want to search for maybe a certain general or term. You can do that as well. So, great app, Civil War, Timeline Civil War.
Very
it
nice.
Is $6, and the app developer notes do say that this is a limited price. I don't know what it's going to go up to after this.
I don't think they can charge too much for that.
Probably not, but again, so get well taught.
Is the right price.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
But do get it. Don't wait.
Don't wait another
minute. So this is one that you are absolutely going to want, and it's kind of pricey. It's $14, $13.99. But if you're a Disney fan, you're going to absolutely – this is – there have been a lot of Disney apps.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say this might be the best. It's Disney Animated. It is featured right now on iTunes. I was going to show this last week. It came out last Thursday, but we had the robot. If you're a Disney fan – There's behind the scenes footage from movies. There's an animator. You can actually play with animation. Just this alone. We want this. Not worth $13.99 just for the, you know, Wonderful World of Color opening. But I know people are major Disney fans. We're going to let this run because it's just so cool. So, I mean, here we go.
Like the whole history.
Steamboat Willie, the first Disney movie. And you can see all the different categories: art and motion, story, visual development, character. Pick one: layout and background, animation, visual effects. You know, if you're into the sound design and music, of course, Fantasia had the great Leopold Stokowski playing the music. So it has Fantasia, but it also comes up to like Lilo and Stitch, Snow White. Just wonderful stuff. Dialogue recording. Here is the incredible Ed Wynn, who was the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. I know there are Disney fans who watch the show. I know that many of you are going to be interested in this, and I think you're going to find a huge. This is basically the equivalent of a coffee table book. About Disney. And yes, of course, multimedia.
We all have, whether we are not, you know.
Larger, including the moon. Now, when you walk along a country road toward the moon,
it certainly doesn't grow larger like this.
Nor does it shrink in size when you walk away from it.
It's not just about Disney. It's about sort of the history of animation.
Well, if you're interested in animation, and you know, even people like the Pixar, John Lasseter at Pixar, who started as an animator at Disney, you know, look back to people like Iwerks and say this, you know, this guy invented everything that we still use today, even with digital animation. So it's really good, you know, to learn about the history of this stuff. And they do. You see, we're going into the digital era as well. So, you know, there's quite a bit of material in here. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
I have friends who are like, they love Disney. So I think we all know it's like, If you're hardcore Disney, like you may have a Disney tattoo, or you go to, you know, like your family does a Disney vacation every year, and that's your family vacation. I mean, there are people who love Disney, but even people like me, where it's like, I mean, I'm not maybe the biggest Disney fan in the world, but I still am, and the history of it is very, very interesting to me, and I grew up on this stuff.
Well, and you,
so it's still, it really, it, you know, it's still meaningful to me.
Trust me, you're going to be very interested in this. It's a whoever did this, and I presume Disney had a big hand in it, because they had a lot of material that, you know, only Disney could possibly have had.
We have often been asked, where do we get the ideas for our stories?
This is just
really
beautiful.
So on this program, we will try to answer in part this question. Potential story ideas exist.
I grew up, now see, one of the things is, you're too young, but I grew up watching Walt and Wonderful World of Color and the World of Disney. Every Sunday we'd watch this show, and he would introduce it, and I grew up on the Mickey Mouse Club. For people of my era, this is really resonant stuff. And as you said, even if you're merely interested in, here's the animatics for 101 Dalmatians, you're going to be fascinated by this kind of stuff. To be able to look at this, the storyboard for, I mean, incredible.
It's awesome.
So really this, nicely done. Beautifully done. I was pleased to see this.
For $14, you feel like it is well worth it.
This is, and I have a number of $60 coffee table books about Disney. This
there
is
you go.
And because it comes alive, you see Walt, you hear him, you can zoom in on the animatics for 101 Dalmatians. That's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Disney animated, Timeline Civil War. We're covering quite a bit of Americana history right there, people. You are welcome.
You are very welcome.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Yeah, we are out of time. Actually, we have come to the end of the show. Anybody who's watching us live knows that we're recording this at somewhat of a weird time. I'm sorry to everybody who we are not going to be able to be here for on a regular Thursday time, but I'm going to do a little long weekend, so Leo was kind enough to come in on his day off.
She's moving to Miami.
Well, I'm just visiting for a
Bienvenido
few days.
A Miami.
A Miami.
Hey, weird. Do, 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 do,
do. Gonna look up Gloria Estefan, see if she wants to come to dinner with us.
She's the greatest.
Yeah, I thought
just give
so.
Her my regards.
I will. Thanks everybody for watching this episode of iPad Today. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then,
look
have fun in the App Store and your iPad and everywhere beyond. We're gonna be watching some Disney stuff.
This is the animation from Snow White.
See
the
you next time.
Isn't that incredible?
Ow! Ow! Woo!